Welcome to Real Estate Investors Front Seat Education, sponsored by REI Wealth Academy, where you learn how to supplement your income, contribute to something bigger than yourself, transform the children's future, all through building real estate investing residual income.
Hey, what's going on? This is John. We're talking this week and then the third installment about how to tell people what it is that you do in real estate investing. The first thing that we talked about was simply who you are. Talked about a little bit about positive self-talk, making sure that you're convinced and you're excited about the investor that you are, that you're becoming, to meet the goals, to hit your big why for real estate investing. And the second thing we started talking about was the value proposition, you know, the elevator pitch, whatever that you're trying to convey as far as value goes to the person you're talking to, and knowing the audience of that person that you're talking to. So I went ahead and wrote down one thing to kind of get into this. And the last thing that I'll say for this third installment is, and what we're going to talk about is, don't be afraid to ask. It could be for money, it could be for a house, it could be for a connection, whatever it is that you're looking for. And once you've identified the person that you're talking to and where they're coming from as far as an audience perspective goes, you will know what to ask them. But you can also ask other qualifying questions if you're not really sure. So as you get into the conversation, they're asking, hey, what are you doing these days? Well, yeah, I work full time, but I'm also doing real estate investing on the side. Wow, real estate investing, really? That's interesting. Well, what do you do? Well, then you can go into your pitch. And so I've written one down here. I buy 2 to 4 unit properties in Layton, Utah to help people earn a better return than their current retirement account. So you're telling people who it is, what you're doing, and you're also saying, hey, this is the benefit to people. Now, is the person that you're talking to a person that could benefit from that? Potentially. And you can ask, hey, are you looking to get a better return on your retirement account? Do you have a retirement account? Or say, hey, well, do you know anybody, and do you have anybody in mind that you think I should talk to? You know, it takes the pressure off of you asking, having to ask them about whether it's something that they want or not, because obviously some people don't want to be sold on something, but oftentimes people are willing to buy. They're always looking to buy, not necessarily be sold. So keep that in the back of your mind, which is why you can just simply ask the questions. You know, why do you ask? You seem really interested in that. Why do you ask about that? And they can say, well, I'm actually looking to get a better return on my retirement account. I've been thinking for a few months now on what I should do. It's very fortuitous that we are actually meeting now. So it can open up a wild world of cool opportunities that are out there for asking. Some other questions you can have, again, do you have someone in mind that I should talk to? And one thing that Keith really talks about quite a bit is how to ask particular questions. And this is even when you're on the phone with a seller, or you're on the phone with a buyer, whatever it might be, is to simply qualify some of your questions by adding the first kind of preface to your question. That's saying, if you don't mind me asking. So it just takes the pressure off, and that's okay. Now, as you're getting started, again, it's okay to be a little bit forward. It's okay to make mistakes. It might be too much for some people. It might be not enough. But just gauge yourself and quiz yourself, and even with somebody else, and see how your pitch kind of comes across if you think that you're not giving kind of a really good pitch to somebody to tell it is what you're doing. And again, I'll emphasize over and over again, as much as you're telling people what it is you do, know your audience and ask questions. You're still going to find out more from people by asking questions and closing your mouth and opening both of the ears that you got. Because 70% of that conversation should probably be dominated by you listening to what they have to say. That way, the more that they start telling you what it is, you know what value proposition that you can give that person, and you know what to ask for. And that's the big key that's there. And that's why no matter what you do, even though we're focusing on telling a person what you do, listen, 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 listen. And then you can give them who you are, what you do, how you can add value to them, and what to ask for. With that, this is John signing off. Follow us on Facebook, Real Estate Investor Wealth Academy. Also, Roanoke Real Estate Education Group if you're in the Roanoke Valley area. Also, REIWealthAcademy.com. Check out the blog. And we'll see you next time for 6, and I'll give you a little bit of a preview. Sorry, throat's a little dry. I have to drink something. It might be advertising. See you next time.
Decide today you don't want to take a back seat. Finally break your financial life cycle. Learn more now at www.reiwealthacademy.com.